Welcome back. It is episode number 47. How do you say seven in Italian?
Oh, you're asking the wrong man.
Sette,
that's it.
47.
All right, 47.
We are here and we are joined by the wonderful Ben Morris. How are things going with you, bro?
Yeah, it's good, man. I'm good.
Well, you're the only person to get a clap. I'm not going to lie. When your friend Millie was on, the whole audience cheered.
Where is the audience?
Unfortunately, they all.
Normally, there's a big team.
Audience. I can only see one person.
Nah, they've all gone to work.
I don't know if I was supposed to bring
actual
like
jobs.
People with me or something.
Yeah, no. Usually, where's an entourage? You see what I've seen at Wireless? These rappers are bringing like 40 dons with them.
He did text me saying, "Can I have security to come through London?"
I was just taking the piss out of
me. Yeah, he was like, "Oh, East London."
That's it.
Live out in West as well?
Yeah, very long away.
Whereabouts in West?
Ealing.
Can you get the postcode?
That's out in
the flat number.
It's nicer. It's like a town. I don't like.
Really?
Like city life. There's trees. We have trees.
No, that is nice.
And you can actually use a car there.
Yeah.
Do you drive
on
the streets? Yeah, I drive all the time.
What car do you drive?
Just a 1 Series.
Just a 1 Series. Is it a BMW then?
Yeah, BMW.
I don't like BMW.
Is it the new one? Is it the new one or the old one?
The new one or the old one?
It's like 2016.
There you go, Chip. What does that mean to you?
I'm just wondering because the new one's nice.
It's not that old. I
like the new. I like the back of the new one. What happened to that whip that you bought? I think it was a Jaguar or something.
Oh, this
fucking
is a good story.
You bought
actually.
A Jaguar.
Okay, so I actually have 4 cars. to be honest.
Ready up, baby.
So I have my main car, little BMW 1 Series.
Yep.
Cheap petrol. Diesel gets me A to B.
Get your burner car.
It's nice and incognito. Haven't been pulled over in it once.
Lovely. Okay, so that's car one.
Yeah.
Car two,
you got a 2003 BMW convertible.
Ooh, I feel like I've seen that.
Old school convertible. Yeah, it's nice. It's nice.
So
like
do you bust that out for like the sunny days?
It was supposed to come out for the summer, but it was a bit broken. And it's still broken. I can't be asked to get it fixed, to be honest. It's so long. It's so long.
That's the problem with buying old cars.
If you want lots of cars, don't do it.
Where the fuck
do you do it? Like, it's the worst.
Do you have parking for all these cars?
This is the other point as well. So then I have a little Mini Cooper S, which I bought like a year ago.
That seems sick.
Yeah.
Why isn't that your daily?
Right. So this is manual, okay?
Oh, no.
You can't drive manual.
I had a manual test booked for like, I can't remember, like a couple months after I bought the car and fucking COVID. And I still haven't done the test yet, so.
So what, you only have a license for automatic cars?
Yeah, so I did an intensive course like a week after I turned 17. And I had 3 tests in that month and failed them all.
All manual tests?
Yeah, all manual tests. So I can drive a manual. But then like come 9 months later, I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna do it in my mum's car.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't afford more manual lessons.
Right.
So I just got insured in my mum's car and just did the test in her car. So I'm moving
and it was
to
an
London.
Automatic car.
I'm going to get an automatic. There's no point. And now I really like cars. I want a classic car.
Yeah.
They're all manual. So I'm having to do a manual test again.
So have you got that booked in now then?
Yeah. Like 28th of September.
They'll never catch you though, man.
No, they won't. So what's this about the Jaguar then?
Oh, and the Jaguar. So my convertible's at Millie's house. My Mini's just in the Tesco car park. They've put like stickers on it saying they're removing it like 4 times over now.
Okay.
So every time I get home, I'm waiting for it just not to be there one day.
Uh-huh.
But it's still there. And the Jaguar is like in my underground car park, which is now a construction site. So it is completely stuck down there.
Well, like actually it's
like,
stuck.
It's not cemented down, but it can't get out for like the next few months. And they keep asking me to move it because I'm postponing their building works. They're building like a massive like 15-story building.
Just in the way.
And my Jaguar's just stopping
the
whole building.
You're a fucking menace.
So why don't you move it?
I can't. It doesn't work.
Oh, it's broken.
And basically, I can't get a tow truck down there because the roof is so low, like to get into the underground car park.
So you just got a bunch of broken cars.
Yeah, so they're telling me.
What the fuck is your car
collection?
Yeah,
when I say I have 4 cars, I only have one realistically.
One that works properly.
Yeah, one that works.
One that works properly, one that you can't actually legally drive, and then 2 that are just broken.
Yeah.
That's some collection. Like.
So that's why I'm not going around being like,
yeah, I got
four cars, baby.
Yeah.
I've got one that works.
You got to treasure that 1 Series because that was there when you needed it the most.
Exactly.
What else? You are not. So to people that don't know what you do, what would you say you do? People that don't know, you are a YouTuber. You make YouTube videos. But what the fuck else? What is your YouTube videos? What do you make?
I'm JMX's brother. That's it, really.
People might not know that.
Everyone's waiting. And I'm sure they probably do. I feel like your audience do.
Maybe.
But yeah, probably. They probably know.
I just make YouTube videos, traveling, lifestyle kind of stuff, challenge stuff. Just go on Cal Freezy's channel.
You do make some of the best videos on YouTube.
Nah, you're gassing it.
I DM'd you and I was like, by the way, just so you know, your videos are fucking
You've been doing it for a minute. You've been making these bangers where you go to these fucking, I don't want to say the one you're doing right now, but you'll just go to mad places and try and think of unique ideas, but you'll turn it into some Casey Neistat serious banger.
Yeah,
I try.
You're
I
quite
try.
A funny guy in person, but when it comes to your videos, they get so serious.
You're sat there saying,
with GH5 cameras, just doing this mad cinematic shot, and I'm like, bro,
I just can't, like, the camera down and chill.
I don't know, man. I swear to God, like, my audience is actually like 40-year-olds.
Yeah.
Someone commented on my video yesterday saying, why don't you surprise a subscriber with a £2,000 garden makeover?
I'm sorry if you're watching this,
but like,
I've got a garden that needs a makeover. Ben, let's run it.
Nah, but this guy probably wants me to like do the snipping, do the mowing.
You can do the snipping, you can do the mowing. I need all that done.
Well, anyways, my audience has changed from like 15-year-old girls to like 40-year-old men.
They just love camera lenses and shit.
Literally, I feel like if I'm too much of a like outgoing child, they will hate me.
Really?
Like,
you
yeah.
show too much personality in the video, they're like, wow, this nah. guy's a yeah, prick.
Exactly. But Josh literally messaged me saying, you're so funny in real life, but you're fucking boring in your videos.
I didn't say it like that. I just said like you need to let your funny side show through. It seems like you're holding back a bit.
Yeah, I'm not
but
that great.
Your videos are really well put together. I think that's a good way of putting it. Like, they're well put together. And do you edit your own videos?
Wait till he tells you that someone does it all for him.
What's
his name, Larry?
Larry.
Is it not Larry?
Glenn.
I knew it was something weird.
I'm sorry, but I've never met anyone talented named Larry.
I've never met anyone named after Glenn's vodka, but here we are. Glenn, tell us more about him.
This is just
I've got the worst cough ever.
That's all right.
Yeah,
I think everyone's
right.
I don't
Corona
think
too
I
last
COVID.
Week.
I don't think so, but we, mm-hmm. yeah, we'll wait. Are we meant to be testing to in this pod right now?
No, we're good. Yeah, we're good.
No, we don't cap on this pod. I won't be testing when I get home.
I obviously used to edit everything up until like a year ago. I mean, I used to edit for Chip.
No.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah,
yeah, I used to edit for Chip. He was sick.
Joel,
he was so good.
Maybe Finch. Maybe like, really? I can't remember.
He was too good for me though. I had to let him go and let
I was the Halo Tower
slave. You were sick.
Really? How much were you charging a video?
Probably not even that much, man, because you were young.
Probably like 60.
And this was when we weren't all making a lot of money, so it would have been like...
Nah, you were making money. You're just spending it all. That's all.
Of course,
you have genuinely influenced me to just spend all the money.
I don't spend that. See, that was
like,
when
being
I was
around
like,
you when I was a child, not pay my taxes, which I now have to do. Right?
Have you not paid your taxes?
No, not yet.
Oh, you're finished.
I have 3 years to pay.
I had to do that.
Oh, it's heavy.
And it wasn't good. It wasn't good.
It's
I had so
not
much tax
good.
To pay.
It's not good. You know when you think you just have like a nice amount?
Yeah.
Just sitting there. Just
it's gone.
And it's
gone.
All, it's all gonna go, mate. Now you'll be all right. You'll build it back up.
Fine. We're off to Dubai next year. We'll.
Sorry, you're gonna relocate to Dubai.
More potholes for the UK.
Mate, I swear to God, Patreon master, you're watching this. You've finished yourself.
No,
I promise, I'm paying them.
Yeah,
my accountants are sorting it. I think.
You know, that was a big thing, though. No. But I remember, I was one of the first YouTubers to actually start paying tax. And then when I started asking around, I was like, "Wait, are you paying tax?"
Well,
they're
they don't
like,
teach you
like,
about this shit.
Tax.
So a lot of people, like myself, when I was like, "Shit, I ain't paid this in a few years," then I had to pay it. I was like, "Fuck, it's such a big bill."
Yeah, well, I always thought in my head, tax was just like when you're in school, or whatever. Tax is just like a foreign concept. You don't
it's like your parents mention it here and there.
Yeah,
but you ain't doing
it.
Shit. You don't.
Yeah,
need
you
to
don't
shit,
really give a shit. And then I started earning money. I was like, "Yeah, this is the life. I like this money." And then. I get.
I'll take half of that.
Yeah, you know, I'll take half of that. I'll take a bit of this. Oh, and I'll have a little bit of that as well. And then I seen Alfie Days posted a tweet about tax, and I was there like, oh, I guess YouTubers probably do have to pay tax. So I DM'd him. I think it was him, or is it Marcus Butler? It was. Sorry,
I have that accountant. I think. Yeah.
Well, we had him on the podcast.
Sam.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that is my accountant.
Yes.
We don't really speak that much, to be honest.
I
try to avoid every
more.
Conversation possible. I hate it.
Yeah.
Once you get that big payment out of the way, you feel a lot better.
Yeah. It's like a weight off your shoulders. Yeah. And then you book your flight to Dubai.
Yeah, and then I book my flight to Dubai.
Yeah.
My one way.
Mm. Yeah. You'll be chilling. You can pay it monthly.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you want to get rid of it, if you don't want to see like fucking massive figure go out your bank account.
Do they take crypto?
Do they take crypto? Not yet, although
they probably will soon.
You just fucking bell them up like, you guys take soul.
So what, your YouTube videos, a lot of it is traveling.
A lot of it, yeah.
And that those, I watch your traveling videos. Those are my favorite ones to watch. Yeah, mainly because I like to watch it and I go, I wish I want to do
that. I'll do this video idea.
Yeah, I'll be that. Yeah,
that's why I like doing it, because I didn't used to make travel videos, and I kind of realized I could just travel and make money and make videos too. Yeah. So now I'm just
you fucking genius.
What's your
I really put the dots together, man.
What's your favorite travel video that you made? Is there one that sticks out to you and you're like, this was fucking sick?
Maybe my Bali video. I don't know if you watched that or.
And what happened? Like, what happened?
It was
video?
Just like a solid 3 weeks in Bali. There wasn't even any concept to it. It was just actually a vlog.
I feel like that would take ages to edit.
Oh, it took me and Glenn a very
you
long time.
Glenn. Yeah,
I did edit a bit of that actually. I've only just stopped recently editing some of it. Like beforehand, I would always have to like tweak this, touch that, cut it up beforehand. But now I'm kind of like, you can do the whole thing. Like, and it actually usually pulls through. And it just means I can get right on to film the next video. It takes so much stress out of my life.
What's the next thing that you're doing?
So I actually have three videos filmed right now already. I just uploaded yesterday, which is absolutely stinking, by the way.
Help him out, guys.
I was just surprising my editor of a £2,000 flat makeover.
Yeah, you know what's funny is my editor actually linked me the video saying this would be a great video. and then I said, mate, take a look at the real time. There's no fucking way I'm doing this video.
You should. I feel like
bro.
I feel like you should have titled that surprise my best friend.
No, don't say that, because me and Glenn were sat in my flat yesterday and we were like, what should we do? Best friend or editor? And we were like, editor.
What was your thumbnail like? Because I've done that video before and it did all right.
Might need to change it right now.
Yeah.
On the spot,
yeah. I think I did it on Max.
You know what? I hate thumbnails. Thumbnails are the bane of my life. Like, nothing I hate more than taking thumbnails.
Worst bit. Yeah. Trying to figure out how to
make
a banger
video. But then once you've got the whole video edited, filmed, you have to make a thumbnail.
Yeah.
And you always leave it to the last day. And then you get the crappiest picture ever and it looks awful.
Yeah,
and it's, then it stinks.
It's always the thing with, it's the most stressful part, because it's annoying. You can make the best video ever, but if your thumbnail and title aren't good, literally, you've just wasted a really nice video.
Yeah.
And I struggled with that recently when I did like my Top Gear, BTEC Top Gear videos. Because nobody really likes watching like car related stuff.
Yeah, that's
on
why
YouTube.
Go-karting videos don't bang.
Nobody really likes racing content on YouTube. And so I was there like, this is, both of these videos are so sick, but I was super worried that they would just flop really hard. And they didn't do like amazing, but they definitely did better than what I thought they were going to do. And I think that was because they were actually good videos. But it doesn't matter, because when I got to the thumbnail and title, I was there like, what the fuck am I going to title this?
Was this the car racing ones?
Yeah, the ones where we took them up to a we customized them.
Oh, I saw that.
I thought the title was good, and it came to it, and it was
those two videos are really good, but it's just that they're never going to bang because the title and thumbnail aren't amazing.
They are good. I watched like the first 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Do you guys have like a plan for this podcast? Or like?
No, we just send it. Well, I tell you what,
I saw a piece of paper. That must be something different.
Nah, we did actually fucking get a little brief
about
Alex. Shall I bring it up and see what it says? We've not looked at it because we know you quite well, so we don't actually.
I looked at it. You got a cat.
Oh, I had a cat.
You had a cat, but now the cat is in custody with your brother.
So, yeah, I knew that. No, it's not. So see, that's bad info right there, bro. Yeah. That you need to check your sources.
I swear your brother had a cat, or did he just get? Explain. You look stressed about the situation.
I actually said this online. My ex girlfriend owns my cat now.
She owns
what?
Your ex girlfriend took you to court for the cat.
No. I just straight up gave the cat. Basically, the cat was shitting everywhere. And I couldn't deal with it, man. And I was traveling too much. The cat hated moving about.
Yeah.
And my ex was with me the whole time. I like brought up the cat, you know. Like,
yeah. Raised it.
Yeah. The COVID cat.
Yeah.
COVID cat. Cats not just for COVID. Yeah. And then so she was like attached to the cat. Obviously broke up. She like wanted to see the cat, and I was like, nah, fuck you, you're not seeing the cat. And then eventually I was like, oh, it'd probably be nice for me to let see the cat.
Yeah.
And then like took the cat back, went to Joel's, like Olivia looked after the cat.
Oh,
and then I eventually had the cat back after Bali, but it was shitting everywhere. And I was just like,
I was about to move to a new flat,
like some new nice white rugs, like a new sofa.
But the cat's alive.
Yeah, the cat's got a great life.
It's just with
big
your
house,
ex-girlfriend.
Lots of like family members.
Lovely.
Yeah.
It's living a good life. That's fine.
I hate cats.
Good to know. It's good to know about a cat.
I hate cats.
But no, Joel's got a new cat.
No, your brother Joel.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, that's not healthy though.
No.
That cap.
I got to tell you a story the last time about Joel had a pet, okay?
The hamster.
He had a hamster. You remember when your brother had a hamster?
I don't know if I do remember.
Okay, so
I don't know if I got, because he didn't have a hamster for very long.
Okay, I'm going to tell you about the story about this hamster, okay?
this is a hamster story too.
Okay, so Joel somehow comes into possession of this hamster. I forget whether he found it or he bought it.
He bought it from the shop.
Okay, so he bought it from the shop. Very small little hamster. It was tiny and fragile. Anyways, me and Gib came down one day and we'd heard about this hamster. So we said, right, let me come and see this hamster. Now, I walk into his room and the hamster's chilling and it's like just moving about. And I go to Joel, like, any danger? Is it okay to come out of the cage? And he goes, yeah, of course, man. So he picks it up. And then we're sitting on his bed. Now, his bed is, I would say, it was really high up for some reason. It was like a meter and a half. A meter and a half.
It was like
the height of this table. It was legitimately really, like, I don't know why, but his bed was just really high up. Okay. And me and Gibber are sitting on this thing, and the hamster's on the bed. And we think, wow, that's a cute hamster. And next thing you know, it darts underneath the duvet. We go, oh, that's cute. It's playing a little game of hide and seek or whatever. So me and Gib, we open the duvet a bit, and this fucking thing, kamikazes, runs so fast out, flies off the end of the bed, right? And almost like in a cartoon, it just stopped midway in the air and dropped straight to the ground, hits the ground. And me and Gib are like cracking up, thinking, oh, like he's right. And we look over, the Donnie isn't moving.
The Donnie isn't moving yet.
And we're staring at this, and Joel goes, I'm gonna put him back in the cage. He picks him up and he puts him in the cage and he just leaves it there. I'm looking at Gib like, have we just watched a kamikaze hamster? Have we just watched it kill itself?
No.
I'm looking at Gib and we're both like smirking. We're not too sure what's funny. Joel's not laughing at all. He's watching it and we're there like, oh, I'm sure it'll be fine. He's probably just maybe like a little bit concussed or something. He'll be walking around. So we leave it there. Me and Gib, we leave the door, and for some reason, I'm crying tears of laughter because the whole situation was funny, but obviously it wasn't funny. We came back down 2 hours later, and we asked him, like, what's the situation with the hamster? Is he okay? And he goes, well, he hasn't moved, but I'm thinking he's just sleeping, and he's just, like, resting through this. And he says, right, okay, I'm gonna take it to the doctors tomorrow. So he takes it to the doctors tomorrow, and he comes back. And I go, Joel, what's the update with the hamster? And he just looks at me and goes, nah, he didn't make it.
That's so bad. You know, my brother,
I can't laugh. I shouldn't be laughing.
My brother used to cry when my dad would pour boiling water on the ants in Spain. He used to start crying.
What the fuck is that about, bro?
Me and my dad used to just like love killing mosquitoes and like flies and shit because my brother would literally start crying. Like,
but you lot are a sadistic family.
What is wrong with your family? Nah. To be fair, I can't say much.
On the plus side, I don't eat meat anymore.
Oh, really? Are you vegetarian or vegan?
Pescatarian.
Oh, okay.
But I definitely eat like double. So the is that when you eat fish? I used to eat meat, to be honest, which is just as bad. Right,
got that wrong.
I love fish.
What's pescatarian? Yeah, that's where just you eat fish, right? But not meat. Yeah. Right, I got you.
Yeah, good old fish and chips.
Yeah, well done. That's so sick.
That, one sec.
Oh, okay.
I was joking.
Oh, hello there. He's brought a chopping board.
Ooh.
Wait, hold on. All right, to the people listening and not watching. Oh, okay, now this is a bit sus. He just pulled out a kitchen knife. He's got look at that. That's a Waitrose.
I just want to check this. This ain't something we're going to do in a toilet at 3 a.m, right?
Oh my, patron.
It still kind of is.
Are you going to have a shot? You still
do. No, I can't do it, but Chip will do it with you.
All right, Chip, there we go.
Chip, look, oh, mate, by the way, can I just say, this patron.
He's brought a chopping board and a line and a knife. Wait, I gotta get a little picture of this, please. Like, if you could just pose up here.
Here we go. Wow. So he's cutting the limes up on the chopping board.
The little live one for the Instagram here.
This is amazing.
Yeah, guys.
Please don't cut your finger.
This is the next guest. I've kind of spoiled it, but this is the first guest that has ever brought a chopping board, limes, and his own Patron.
Ooh, wow. Nice little noise.
Yeah,
there.
Cal ain't drinking. He's doing sober sip.
Oof.
But you know what? You know what's annoying though. This is actually my favorite. Seriously,
I'll post that another time.
It's coffee.
It's my favorite. Literally my favorite.
I feel sorry for all the Spotify listeners right now.
Coffee Patron.
Yeah, Coffee Patron.
That's a big shot glass, by the way.
Yeah, but it's not just tequila.
Fucking hell.
No, Patron. That's interesting. I didn't know that you were supposed to have.
Hype me up, BTS Ike's. hype me
no,
up.
No, I don't think you are supposed to have lime with.
No, lime doesn't go with
coffee.
No,
you're definitely not. I just thought it would
add to the whole
the aesthetic. We'll leave this here because it looks nice.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think you're supposed to have lime with it, Chip, to be honest.
Right. Well, cheers. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Fair play, lads. Amazing. Wow. See, that's good. You can just neck coffee Patron like that, man.
I don't think you need a lime for that.
No. But the lime is good, to be fair.
That's amazing. In terms of your friend group, who do you hang around with? You hang around with other YouTubers. You mentioned Millie. Obviously, we had her on a podcast. So you hang around her. Who else is in the who's in the squad?
Mainly just Millie, Spencer, Kami.
Yeah. Same
I'm
group.
Trying
as
to think.
Well.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of any. I'm like friends with like quite a lot of people, but just not close with everyone. If you know what I mean. Like I'm friendly with everyone.
That's a good way to.
But I just have my close like.
Yeah. You have your outer circle. Yeah. Like your outer circle, and you got your inner circle.
There's quite a lot of drama that goes on in different groups, but
I kind of. See, that's one thing. See, I feel like I don't see that anymore.
I try to stay just out of it all.
That's what happens. That's that West London lifestyle, man.
Yeah.
See, in our friend group, we don't really have the drama. There's no drama like
that. You guys are like 27 now, though, too.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he's 30, so.
I'm 27.
Bro.
Oh, you actually are 27?
Yeah.
This Donnie's old, man.
I was making a joke, but like, you actually are.
I'm finished.
He's
don't let this guy
fool you. Bro, I'm not 27,
though. Bro, he's 27 next month, and he looks the part.
Bro, no.
Me and you, on the other hand, young bulls living a great life.
Young bulls. Young bucks. How old are you?
20.
Are you actually only 20?
Mm-hmm. I turned 21 in like 2 weeks.
Okay, nice. Shit. Well, that would be good because then you obviously have the whole of America to explore.
Yeah. Wait. I have already done quite a bit of America. Joel's ID and a debit card works fine, to
really?
Be fair.
Is that how you...
I came to the after party after...
We don't need to incriminate ourselves on this podcast.
Of course I didn't.
Don't feel...
At someone's private party.
I always thought you were 21 anyway, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. But your ex-girlfriend, was she a YouTuber?
Yes.
She was. Okay. I actually don't know who it was.
No,
I won't bring it up. I was just curious
No one knows who she is.
Oh, really?
So. Not in the sense of no one
You want
one
me to get
her.
A title out of this motherfucker?
Nah.
Oh, no.
Oh, should we let him live?
I don't know. Let him decide, bro. We're not in the business of screwing.
You're looking good
here
today. I don't want to ruin your vibe.
Yeah. He looked terrified there when you offered up the idea, but
never do that to
you. So, are you quite private with your relationships, then?
Yeah, definitely.
I feel like
he definitely wants to get straight off this subject.
No, I'm fine. I can talk about it. No, it's private.
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah, I'm the same.
Yeah.
I'm the same.
No, I don't.
Me
like...
and Chip both actually.
We keep it private too, lad. Much easier.
And is there a reason why you want to, why you keep these things private? Because I feel like the younger YouTubers or whatever, they are almost the opposite.
Yeah, I would say then the younger YouTubers
flaunt
it
on TikTok.
They
do it.
But I think they're doing it for their benefit a lot of the time.
Clout.
Yeah.
Like there's not really much. Maybe there would be benefits.
There is benefits to like
trip to Maldives, but
man, everybody knows that having a girlfriend on the internet is easy dubs.
I don't want to give myself the easier. I want to wait till the channel's on the big
videos.
Decline,
always,
and then we'll have to dig deep into the reserves.
Keep making bangers, your channel won't.
I'll try.
So the reason why you keep it private is just so you don't have to deal with the hassle.
I don't know. I think it's just like maybe if it had been a thing for a very long time and I was like, I'm just not seeing myself ever leaving this girl like completely for life thing. Then but I don't know. I think it gets a bit strange.
It gets messy.
People start messaging one and the other, like they start saying, I saw your girlfriend doing this, I did this and that.
Right.
People then trying to get with that person just because they know, like there's so many things which go on, like I don't know. And as well as that, I didn't really want to get her loads of followers just coming from me.
Right.
Because she was like quite small, and I wanted her to genuinely do it herself. I didn't want to just give her like a bit of a platform. Not that I would really give her much anyways. I didn't want
her fan base to be built off of your fans.
Exactly. Say anything was to happen, like it did, like she would have had loads of fans which just came from me, which would have been like, it's just a bit. I don't know. I'm not. It's not really my thing. Maybe later on, but
I feel like your group of friends, they are pretty private for the most part, anyways, in terms of the stuff you see online.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm kind of like, I'm like. Obviously best friends with them.
Yeah.
I think I'm more best friends with them offline. I'm not so much like in the group.
No,
online.
You're never. Yeah, that's actually true.
Yeah.
Why is that? Like, because you're never making that much like content or anything with them. But behind the camera, you are actually good mates with them all, right?
Yeah, yeah. I don't use TikTok at all.
Yeah.
Like,
you don't even go on it?
No, literally never.
That's
go
good
on
because
it.
It's
I'll go on it every few weeks. So just to check on my friends' TikToks, yeah, and then just go off.
You take one look at your mates and you go, why the fuck are they dancing again?
Yeah, no, literally. You're literally
just logging on, hoping every time, yeah, that they've moved on from the dancing, but they're still fucking, mm-hmm, dancing.
And then just the YouTube videos. I'm never really around when they're like, yeah, filming these YouTube videos.
And is that why you didn't you weren't part of like the whole Wave House thing?
Well, yeah, I mean, I didn't get asked to do it, but I think it's because they knew I wouldn't do it anyways. Yeah. But no, I wouldn't have wanted
you wouldn't,
to do
you
that.
You wouldn't have wanted
so
to do
so
that.
So yeah, if they asked you, you would have said no.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. No, it just not wasn't it. Like, they literally had their entire freedom
taken
and their
away.
Entire whole careers, which they built up themselves, mm-hmm, taken away to basically try and make someone else more money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they were already living a great life, you know, making good money, freedom, to then go somewhere else to maybe not even make as much money. You can't, yeah, even put any time into your own work. Like, they were having to wake up like early every day and work till the evening. Like, they were only like,
they made
guests
it sound
on their
like
visitors.
A prison.
I could only go see my friends on the weekend, and I wasn't even allowed to stay. Like, I banished people from staying for the night, yeah, because I took my cat there.
Well, yeah, Millie actually said that you were sort of the reason why,
yeah,
it
I
all
was.
Fell apart was because of this cat.
That's not the reason the whole house fell apart. Like, I can't
this
be held accountable.
Cat got
you're
the
a menace,
boot.
Bro. You're a menace.
Bro, I, the first time I got there and I was staying there, they give me an iPad and they're like, you have to fill out this form.
Oh,
and
I heard
literally,
about that.
I was like, there is no way I am filling this out to come stay at my best friend's house. I was like,
yes.
No. Like, I had to do it. I literally had to do
it. Did you sign it?
Yeah, I had to. And they were like, it's like anything that they film in that house, you've got no say over what happens to it and stuff like this. And like, you can't film anything and post
that
it.
That is insane.
It's
man.
Long, man. I don't really like when people, like established creators and stuff, then go in with these big companies. I don't, mm-hmm, see the point. You know, these big companies
the
should be for people that don't have much, because, yeah, then it kind of works hand in hand. They've got the money to give people the resources to make these videos, these content.
Sure.
And then they build it themselves. But like, I don't know. I don't really see why they would go into that. But I guess it was good publicity, and I don't think they regret it. So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
They lived in a fat mansion for a few months.
It wasn't
months,
even
so.
That long,
yeah,
as well. So I'm pretty sure it's just one of those,
yeah,
things.
It was
you look back on it and you're like, shit, I actually did that. It was cool.
Yeah.
Whatever. Fuck
but
it.
But
no,
I did kind of say and like didn't think it was a good idea. I wasn't really much I could say to them, but I didn't think it was good for them to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, for their own personal stuff as well, all their channels were declining while they were there.
Yeah.
Like, they were pretty much all losing subs during the Wave House. And
but
like,
really?
They're fine now,
but
yeah.
They've sort of made up for it on the TikTok side of things, because that stuff was,
yeah,
obviously
they've done
you
really well on TikTok. And now it's getting monetized really well. But
what's getting monetized really well?
TikTok. I think it's getting monetized quite well. Yeah, they're doing like all these like,
oh,
literally a song and a dance. You wouldn't even know it's.
Oh,
you mean like branded?
Oh, sorry.
Branded.
Oh,
we thought
like,
you meant the TikTok creator fund.
The creator fund is dead.
You're not actually allowed to speak about it, I don't think. I remember Ollie Ball saying you can't speak about it, otherwise you can
I'll
get taken off
it.
It.
I don't give a fuck. Creator fund is dead.
Right.
So
I mean,
dead.
as a guy that doesn't use TikTok,
so
it would
dead.
Make sense.
Yeah.
Because
I can't say if I agree or disagree with such a statement. But it's interesting
because
to hear.
Because as the fellas
it's
podcast, we
to
love
actually,
TikTok.
Yeah.
Take it back. I was about to start making TikToks
no.
of my videos.
No,
so.
Please carry on with your personal thoughts.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, I actually did a brand deal with Musical.ly just before they turned to TikTok.
Right.
They wanted to make like normal kind of videos and they're like,
yeah,
pranks and stuff. And they verified me on that. And that's why I'm verified on TikTok
okay,
today.
Cool.
But yeah,
I've heard about that.
I unlisted
all of
those
before.
When,
so
as soon as the contract
ended. Is the money that these guys get for using like a particular song, is it decent?
It's not decent, but for the amount of work and how many of them you can do compared to a YouTube brand deal, it adds up.
I mean, it probably takes like, what, 10 minutes to
exactly.
To do,
like, it's so. It's so easy. There's nothing really. But to be fair, they learn dances and stuff, but again, it's like us saying that's not work when people would say to us that YouTube videos aren't work.
Okay.
You know,
yo, the man behind the idea of the rebrand I hope he got a nice fat pay rise.
Mm-hmm.
What was Musical.ly owned by China?
I couldn't tell you.
TikTok.
Yeah, we're all doomed. We are doomed.
We have given
all our data to China.
Bro, they were going to get it one way or another, whether
Huawei?
It's through TikTok or what.
Is it Huawei?
Huawei.
We love a brand deal. Love you guys.
Yeah.
But we are doomed, mate. We are doomed.
I wanted them to have my data.
Bro, Chip is a generous man. He's a man of sharing.
How's the biggest social media company going to be owned by like the one of the scariest countries in the world. Like.
They're only scary because you're told they're scary, though. No?
Yeah.
I've watched a lot of videos. I spent like a solid six hours watching.
Nah, you ain't been there, bro. Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. We need to go there.
Oh my god! Finally, you would go to North Korea in it.
I'm gonna do the marathon.
What?
Wait, so there's is basically there's it's like the Pyongyang something like that.
Pyongyang.
Yep, that's the one. Marathon is the only thing that foreigners can take part in. So you can go there and do the marathon in North Korea.
So you're gonna do that?
I'm gonna try. Yeah. I'm gonna
when
try
is
it.
That?
I have or no do you know? Idea. I that's idea. On the and list. I can't run a marathon yet. But
no, that's fine.
Both of those things.
What's the title?
I ran a marathon in North Korea, mate. That is
awesome, mate. Write that down, brother.
Yeah. The fellas run a marathon in North Korea. Yeah,
you made a mistake, brother.
No, but seriously, that's really sick. I've said
someone did it. Someone from America did it. But now they're Americans aren't allowed in.
His name's Otto Wombo.
You remember, Kyle, when we spoke about whatever his name is. Kyle, last podcast, we spoke about how there are people that speedrun the countries in the world. Yeah. That's the kind of shit that Ben would do, I feel.
Yeah.
Speedrun?
Yeah, people try and go to every country in the world in 1 year.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
You're going to write that one down?
It's too much effort
I'm
for one.
I'm going to do the 48-hour one. Royalties, how many man. Can you go in like 48 hours?
That's a sick idea.
Keep
dropping it.
As you can see, we've got BTS Alex writing notes down on the side there.
Like, literally, it's still in all my ideas. Another one I was actually going to do. I don't mind saying it because you can.
Well,
steal
the
it.
Thing is,
and you can't do it yet. Anyways, I was gonna do the longest train journey in the world from Portugal to like China.
Oh
wow!
It's like takes like 2 weeks.
Be careful what you say about China, then, bro. Because when you end up in China and there's a Donnie waiting for you there, like I heard what you said on the fucking fellas. Yeah. So
okay.
Might have to cut some shit out.
Yeah. No, we're not going to China anymore. That is my biggest scare. Yeah. You know, when I was in Dubai.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I would was literally like texting my friends and I'd press send and I'd be like, oh my god, have I just sent that on WhatsApp?
What are you talking about here?
Just like countries, when you're in different countries that we like don't have the same kind of freedom we have here. Like you're never gonna worry about what you say on the phone, like what you text someone, but in different countries, like
The laws aren't quite
the same there. Like they're searching all your shit, like
all the time. Okay. So if you were saying some like anti or like even just joking about
mainly
things
mainly like against the government kind of stuff. If you were to say their name, maybe some bad words, then you'd probably
They're definitely watching.
You should test that out for a video.
See how long it takes for you to get arrested.
Yeah.
Maybe not the best plan if you plan on going to Dubai for tax reasons, but
no, and we're not going to Dubai for tax reasons. It's the sun.
This guy, he's crazy. All you've done since you stepped on it is incriminate yourself. And the underage drinker that is tax evading. Fuck's sake.
Heading off to Dubai. Yeah, he's.
I'm not tax evading. I just forgot murderer. To pay my tax for 3 years.
You kill ants. You drink illegally. Oh,
this is a.
What else you got for us?
Yeah.
Ben's gonna be knocking on that door in a minute.
If you want.
No. Oh, listen, no. If it's 3 a.m. in a club.
It is what it is. You're making it to 7.
Yeah. We're going to a party tonight, aren't we, Ben?
Well, you probably can come, to be fair, yeah.
Wait, what's the party, guys?
Guess what, guys? It's a party of a previous podcast guest, and me and Cal have received no invites.
Millie T is 21st birthday.
I wasn't gonna name drop, but there it
Millie
is.
Millie T is 21st
Millie,
birthday.
If you're watching.
Now, do you know what it was? Chip? She knew that Ben was coming in the pod and she said, look, it's not very polite of me to ask via text. I'm going to send a messenger.
Exactly. That's why I invited you guys. Come to the party. Sorry, man.
Sounds a bit dodgy that, but I will be coming. Thank you.
I'm trying to think of who else I can think of that you've done videos with. You tend to do a lot of videos by yourself.
I do like doing videos by myself, to be fair. It's just a lot easier. I don't really like other people filming my videos.
Yeah.
Quite particular, just so like how it's filmed and stuff.
That's same as how Harry is as well.
Yeah, and I don't know, it's quite nice traveling by myself. But the reason why I've liked working with Glenn so much is because I can literally drag him to do the shittest videos, which no one would ever come to do with me.
Yeah.
Like, just things that I would literally sit on for a whole month because I couldn't pluck up the courage to go stay in like the shittiest hotels.
Yeah.
Or like this or that. And now I'm like, Glenn,
we're doing this together, bro.
You're coming, mate. Yeah.
You do travel a lot by yourself though, right?
I do.
What's that like? And would you recommend it to people? Because I've never traveled with thought, I'm going to go to Greece by myself, nobody else. But you do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I do, but I usually meet people or find people in that place and then make friends with them.
Yeah, but is this knowingly, you know they're out there, or you're heading out there and you meet them out there?
I usually just get lucky, to be honest. Like, yeah. Someone will message me saying, oh, I know this person in this city, uh-huh. Like, link up with them, and then I meet them, and then they turn out to be sick people. Like, when I was in Croatia, I wasn't planning to stay for long at all. I was just filming a video for like 4 or 5 days. And then Spencer told me to go meet up with these people he knew who owned a travel app.
Yeah.
Met them, and then like just made great friends with them. Saw them pretty much every day for the next 3 weeks. Like, went out with them all the time and stuff.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing about traveling by yourself? Is there something that you're there like, this? I prefer this?
Or? I think of really good ideas when I'm alone, like in a different country, and I got no distractions at all. Like, London sometimes is just like every single day I'm getting invited to do something. Like, come out here, go for dinner there, whatever. And I just can't say no. I've got no, like, I just can never say no. I've got FOMO.
No, chip, what?
Chip, I guess chip, Jeff, that made us chip to a T, right?
I know. I was literally zoned out there. What were you saying?
I just can't say no to a night out. I'm kidding, man. Yeah. Like, I can't.
Yeah, chip,
no,
chip.
I'm the same. Like, if somebody is like, let's go out.
I'm trying, but.
Or like, it's 2 a.m., 3 a.m., and you're like, I'm going home, and someone's like, nah, just stay. And I'm just like, yeah, well, of course, why not?
He is dangerous.
Chippo.
Chippo's a 7 a.m.er.
Yeah, oh, man, minimum. 7 a.m. at least.
Nah, but I'm
chewing your ear off as well.
Cutting down. Cutting down on that heavily now.
I've only been
out once in September so far.
Yeah, that's because everyone's doing sober in September, bro.
I swear I was out with you like 2 weeks ago.
All the other boys have been asked to go out. The ones that aren't doing sober, September.
Theo's been on holiday. Me, Harry, and Will. No,
the ones outside of YouTube. Reed. I'm talking like, you know, Ash, Marcus.
Bro, you're super capable, bro.
I swear to God.
The moment we're done with sober September, bro, you can be back on it with the boys.
No, I'm still drinking now.
No, I know.
I'm just saying, like, the 7 a.m.ers, they're slowing down massively. Mm. Can't remember my last one. I went out. Beginning of September, I went out.
Yeah.
4th of September party. I was like, yeah, fuck this. I'm having a drink. But I did go home at a normal time.
Yeah.
It was like 3:30.
You're saying like, I ain't done it all September. It's like the 13th of September. We're coming up to midnight.
I'm feeling a bit licked.
What you're feeling is like, okay.
I could feel a 7 a.m. tonight.
I feel insecure about my drunkenness.
That's fine, bro.
Yeah, I got to put it out there. It was funny. I remember literally being 15. And like being at the flat.
Don't incriminate me.
Coming back at don't like 5 a.m. Yeah.
Do not incriminate me.
Awful. Like, I don't know why a little child was allowed.
I looked
flat,
after you.
Do you know? Here's one thing that I've always said. Right? Is you see American people is before they turn 21, like they literally don't drink, they don't know anything. But when they do turn 21, they go literally off the rails. You look at a lot of Scandinavian countries, they're having like a bit like alcohol with their parents from like in their teenage years before they're legally allowed to. And then when they do turn 18, when they're allowed to drink, it's a lot more of just like it's not that much of a big deal. So they don't go out and get absolutely trashed and embarrass themselves. And I think it's the same thing. I know when I have kids, they can have a glass of wine at dinner. Whereas these Americans, bro, leaving it till 21 till they can legally drink, they go absolutely nuts in college.
Yeah. All the Smirnoff ices, they go crazy.
Yeah.
That Smirnoff trend that they used to do. Do you remember that? You just got ice.
You got ice, man.
Yeah, they think that Smirnoff ice is just like this big.
Yeah,
thing
when in the UK, it's literally like, it's not.
I can't lie, though. It does taste great.
It tastes fantastic, but there's no alcohol in it. The reality is,
if you get caught drinking that, but
to be fair, why do we really care?
Yeah,
I think the Americans have got a dub over us there.
They got a dub over us
because they don't give a shit, whereas we are really like weird about it. Like, you're drinking a WKD as kind of ice.
Well, it's the same with like a Copperberg here.
Yeah,
people
it's a 4%. Yeah, but the reality is, like,
why? It tastes good.
Yeah.
Like, why you get onto me? Like, fuck. Yeah, if I was having a Coke. No difference.
I'm on the Coke right now. So that.
You're on the what?
I'm on the Coke. It's not a 7 a.m. or type job today.
Could
though.
Just call it gear, but.
When you're abroad, you must have some sketchy stories.
Thank you.
Like, have you ever been in a position where you're there like.
Gonna get robbed or something?
Yeah, like,
you know,
this is sus.
Touchwood, I have never been
really?
Got close to getting robbed. Never been in like a public fight, anything like that.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Quite a calm guy when you're out and about?
I like to think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I probably do get a bit like, I think people have tried to punch me before, But I've kind of just, I get away from
you diffuse the situation.
Yeah. A little slip.
Maybe not diffuse, maybe just like...
escape.
The thing is, I'm usually with girls. Uh-huh. And guys, whenever I'm with girls, guys just hate me for no reason. Uh-huh. I don't even need to open my mouth and they automatically hate the guy that is friends with these girls.
Yeah, because you're considered the cockblock, right?
I am the cockblock. Yeah, I am the cockblock. I'm just trying to chill with my friends. They want me there. And these guys are just like...
hounding them.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Trying to shock these girls. And they just hate me. There was one time in Budapest, and this guy, like Irish guy, Irish people are scary when they get drunk and angry.
Right.
You know, and they get like the proper Irish accent out. And he was just like screaming at me, like threatening me, and just nothing happened. So
yeah.
But no, honestly, not many crazy like scary stories. It sounds fucking boring, but maybe I just am.
I watched a video of you in.
The one in Budapest. Is that the one you're on about?
I was gonna bring up a different one, but go ahead with the Budapest one.
That was when I lost my camera and my phone at like a thermal bath party when I was
A thermal bath party, yeah, right?
When I was by myself. So I went on like this 4-day trip by myself. I was in like a pretty like, I just felt like I was in a shit place. I was like, I'm gonna go on holiday by myself, film a video and just enjoy the place. And I got there on like the Friday and my manager said, you have to go to this thermal bath party. It only happens like every couple of weeks. So I was like, fine, I'm gonna go by myself. It's gonna be the worst thing ever, like turning up to a party by yourself. So I went to shop
In a country where you have like,
oh my god, awful.
That takes a big set of balls, you know.
Yeah, awful. But I went to shop, bought a bottle of Smirnoff, and just was sat in my flat by myself, listening to tunes, drinking.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm gonna do this. The more drunk I get, the easier it'd be. So I go to this thermal bath party. I can't remember how I got there. Must have got like the subway or the bus or something, and then I took my camera, my phone, my wallet, and everything with me. And I'd only been there for one night, so I didn't know where my Airbnb was. It was like some random, however they say their language, Hungarian, yeah. Is it Hungarian?
I'm actually not too sure.
Something
yeah.
like that. No, and I was just there chilling, met a group of people, like some American people. I must have had like one drink. And don't remember anything past that point.
Oh, you reckon you were spiked?
Complete blackout. I don't know why I would get spiked. I think it
they
was
do it
I,
though. Guys get spiked all the time.
I
man.
Think it's because I had Desperado tequila drink, and then I just had vodka beforehand. I don't know. I think it was just
nah,
a bad
man.
Mix.
I'm telling. I've
maybe I got spiked.
I'm telling you that shit happens abroad all the time. I never remember being drunk.
So yeah. that's a telltale sign to me. I never remember being drunk. It just went from being a bit, you know, jolly
to blackout
to just blackout, and then the next thing I know, I wake up in my Airbnb.
Yeah.
Hanging out of my ass, worst I ever felt in my life.
Your ass is feeling a bit tender because some fucking Donny has just run a train on you.
I don't know.
Did he actually?
Yeah, I don't know. I did low key try to check if anything had happened.
That's mad. Yeah.
Because I didn't know. I had no idea. And I went to like, I was like, oh, what's the time? Like, went to go look to my phone. Like, couldn't find my phone.
Oh my god, this gives me anxiety just hearing the story.
Yeah, couldn't find my wallet. Couldn't find my just brand new $2,500 camera, which I'd spent, which was pretty much my whole life savings back then. Just invested in my whole channel, lost it. And I was like, oh, bollocks, I fucked it. I like was in bits. I was like, no, I like pretty much start crying. I think I did cry, to be honest. I just like start recording on my
damn
MacBook camera just to get some footage. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna milk this situation if I'm having a shit time.
Yeah.
Start filming it. And I was like, okay, I need to go back there. I need to find out what happened. I need to find this shit. And I have to write down like the bus route and shit to get to this place, like get off this bus, this place, like whatever, have a piece of paper from my notebook and go on my way, hanging out my ass. Finally get there after like 45 minutes. And I say to them like, oh, I've lost my stuff here. Like, please, can you check the lockers? And they're like, okay. We will go check for you. They take like 20 minutes. And I'm like, oh,
mad
this
sauce.
Is long. I'm like, this is too long. They come back and they're like, no, nothing. And I'm like, oh.
So
I'm
what
like,
were you spending that 20 minutes for?
I was like, oh my god, like they barely spoke English. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna play like the guilt trip card. I'm gonna like make myself look fucking sad. I was like, I've got no money, like I got no phone by myself. They're like, okay, you go to the other entrance and ask over there. And I'm like, okay. Yeah. She was like, they will find it better. And I was like,
right, okay. Definitely went around the back and just had a fag and then just came back.
So I went to the other entrance. Awesome, and they went to search it for ages. At this point, I was honestly wanted to kill myself. It was
really,
it was ropes for me. I was like, my life is over. And they come back after like 20 minutes, and they're like, no, I haven't found it. And I'm like, please. I'm like, they're like, I'm like, please, can I just come with you and search? Because they weren't letting me go with them.
Yeah.
And they let me go with them, and it was in one of the fucking lockers.
No way.
And I was like, you guys went out two times for 20 minutes, and you couldn't find my phone, my camera, and wallet.
So it was all just sat in an open locker.
So basically, there was two lockers. One downstairs where you get change, and then one just right next to the pool.
Yeah.
So I'd obviously like taken my stuff up to the pool and being like, I can't actually get in the pool with it. So I put it in one of these little lockers. And you have like a little wrist tapper thing to tap it.
Yeah.
And I'd obviously somehow stumbled down to the lockers, got changed, and just not got my stuff from the upstairs locker.
Yeah.
So it was all there. But then the weird thing is, I don't know if I actually did lose my wallet. Maybe it was just my phone and my thing, because on my app, it said I had a payment at like 4 a.m. and then another one at like 6:30 a.m.
But if it was in the locker, then like you should have never had them.
Locations at like a bar and somewhere else.
Okay. So maybe your wallet did get nabbed at the other two.
Well, no, I did. Sorry. So I must have had my wallet or just had one of the cards, right? Yeah. Because I did have that card eventually. I got it back.
Yeah.
So I'd obviously used it somehow. And I'd gone somewhere at 4 a.m. and gone somewhere at 6 a.m. And they were like different places in the city. No idea where I went. I had like mud all over my shorts as well. So obviously like taken a few stumbles. Somehow, this is the confusing, somehow got back to my Airbnb without knowing the address.
Yeah, that's
I had no idea of the address. It was like half an hour away. Like there's no way I would have been able to point it out or even say the street name. And then,
shit.
Yeah, that's basically it.
And that's scary.
And basically, so I met people at the party as well, and they followed me, but I didn't have my phone on me. It was in my locker, so I didn't follow them back. And when I went to check the next morning, my notifications had just gone so far down that I couldn't see their follow. I couldn't see that time range.
Oh, they'd follow. You mean followed as in on social media? So I thought you meant like in person.
No,
like,
no. What so they probably still you? Follow me. Because they followed me back then, and I put a story up the next day saying, whoever was at that party last night followed me, please DM me, I want to know what happened.
Yeah.
And got nothing.
Oh, man, trying to put together the pieces.
And I don't know what happened to me, man.
Because I saw the video that I saw that I wanted to ask you about was that you were in Dubai, and I think you're doing the cheapest Airbnb versus the most expensive one. And the cheapest one you went to was genuinely so sketchy.
Can you
like explain a little bit about that?
I like nabbed, what is it? What's the channel that does like the £1 versus £1,000?
Everyone busting like, everyone now. Everyone does.
Yeah, so I did £10 versus £1,000 Airbnb in Dubai. And I found a £10 Airbnb. It was like a private room, obviously an apartment.
Is it a room in an apartment? So not even the whole thing to yourself. It was a room.
It was a room.
It was a cage, it was a cupboard. It was a pantry.
And like this part of Dubai, no one goes to and no one shows at all. Like it is, I felt like I was in Mumbai.
Yeah.
People walking around in sandals, like everywhere, cycling in sandals. Like it's a completely different people, like shops, everything. It is not, if you took a picture and then put Dubai, people would be like, that's not Dubai.
Really?
Like, no one would recognize it at all. And I get there and I'm like, this is a bit like, this is my first time in Dubai as well. First night in Dubai, just got straight there and I was like, oh,
really?
I was like, and I got so shook as well because people told me like, oh, be careful with your camera. You can't film people and stuff in Dubai. Like they'll arrest you if you film people. And I'm like, okay. So I was really shook at this point. Get there, meet the Airbnb guy. He takes me upstairs, go up an elevator. Like first thing I see out the elevator is just a complete pile of like mattresses, rubbish, furniture, all this crap.
Oh my God.
And then walk into the flat. The flat's not that bad. Okay. It's not that bad, but it is literally a slim corridor. On your right is a toilet. Just after that is like the little kitchen alley, tiny bit.
Yeah.
And then second door down is my room. He opens the room. It doesn't even, like it just about opens fully. And there is just a single mattress on the floor, maybe a queen, taking up the whole of the floor.
It was just like the mattress was the floor, wasn't it?
I only just had space to shove my suitcase over. And then the only other place I could walk in his room was my mattress.
Wow.
So, and then, it wasn't that great, obviously, but I stayed there, and then at like 4 a.m., these like three Arabic guys came into the Airbnb.
Nah, bro, I'm stressed. And
so the weird thing is, they come into the Airbnb, no one leaves their room.
What?
They start shouting at each other, like having this conversation, and then they all leave. So they just came into my flat to have, and there was no like, it was a door and then the gap above it into the flat from my room. So I could hear everything. I could hear the donkey next to me snoring. I heard his alarm going off like for half an hour straight at 6 a.m. I got out of that shit as soon as possible.
But you stayed the night.
Yeah, I did actually stay the night. Yeah. I was planning not to fall asleep and just stay up all night, but really? I conked out.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Mm. And then you went to the nice one. Where was your nice one?
In the Five Palm. It was like a penthouse there. So
Was it nice?
It was. Was very it? Nice. Yeah,
how much
it
did
was.
You pay for that night? There?
Was it? It
1.2k.
Does it not get comped at all? Do you ever get any of this stuff like
that? That was bust on Airbnb credit. To be fair.
Airbnb credit.
Yeah, so I've been sharing my code on Airbnb for ages now, and I haven't.
How much money you got on there?
I think I've done like 5-6k on there in total.
Yeah.
Wow.
What in terms? So it's like a referral code.
Yeah.
And people,
yeah.
And then you get.
So they get like £25 off or something like that. It's actually really good, and I get like 12, 15, maybe 9, something like that. I don't know. It depends.
Damn, your code must have been used loads then.
So yeah, it got used quite a lot because people are saving money. Like, why do you not use the code? Not, I'm going to make money too, but they've blacklisted me now, so I don't make any money from it.
What?
Why?
Why have they blacklisted you?
So for ages, when I go on to show credit, it just doesn't load the page. Tried in every single browser, different Wi-Fi, they made a new account and went in it, it worked fine. So they blocked me from showing my credit, but the only way I could see it was when I went to check out. Yeah. And it was still showing my credit, but now I've used it all up and no code referrals come through. So obviously
So it's broken.
I think there's a limit.
Why don't you just make a new account?
I think I'm gonna do one under Glenn's name, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah. That's pretty fucked that they do that. They should definitely, or at least be transparent with you and be like, yo, by the way, we have a 10.
It does say in the contract there is a limit.
There you go. Well, then I don't know what the.
Yeah, but I think I went over it anyway, so I don't understand why it then came
that's pretty cool,
later, but. Yeah, it's pretty good. But I do pay for a lot of stuff.
What is the most you've spent on a video, do you reckon? Like, talking like maybe you've got an expensive hotel, mad long trip.
I know it. It's,
feel like you spent a good bit on a vid before.
It was the first class video.
Dubai, was it the Emirates one?
Yeah, the Emirates one.
It
wasn't even the new first class.
What is the new first? Did we have the new first?
You didn't get the new one. You know the one with a whole floor to ceiling door. You basically get your whole
No, we didn't have that.
I didn't get
we
that.
We had the like half one where they can look over if they need
to. I tried so hard to get it. It was all I wanted.
Yeah?
And then I got the old one. But I think it was like £4,000 or something.
Do you not have to look for a specific plane model? Is that what it is?
You do. But there's like another little letter, and then even so, there's sometimes you don't even get
a chance you don't get it.
Yeah, sometimes you don't even get that one.
Okay.
But yeah, I think it's somewhere like £4,000. And with that video as well, there wasn't even a brand deal.
That's hurting the pocket.
I was like, Casey's done it.
Do you not get brand deals for most of your videos? No.
I do. Yeah, most of them. Yeah.
What was how many views? How did that do in the end?
A couple of mil.
Yeah. See, those ones. Those ones always do well.
It did absolutely.
So you've made you did make,
really
you got
well,
your money back
really well.
Because whenever I see Kyle like spending like a good little 10-15 bags on a vid, I'm like, wow, my boy's bedded up, and then he just whips out his phone and he's like, right, boys, Domino's.
Yeah.
And I'm like, of course,
bro, you
fucking
have to,
course.
But YouTube has changed now, because before you used to do like you would just take the money from the brand deal and that was like profit. Nowadays, I'm looking for brand deals
to pay for the video
because I have all these videos that are costing a lot of money. Like that car one was probably like $5,000 or $6,000 to do.
Even a taxi one that you did. Yeah. You had a brand deal for that. It's always it's good to just operate
to
like that.
Yeah.
Make sure the video gets paid. If there's any left over, then it goes towards the next video or whatever.
Honestly, to breathe every month, I just spend so much like to make my videos.
It's crazy, isn't
so
it?
So much.
Hotels,
if I
flights.
If I could be a gamer at home, I would be breaded.
Chip was living in that.
I did have that for a year or two.
I
really
spend
good.
All my money making my videos. But to be fair, it means I can business expense like my whole life and live my life good.
Well, your whole life is business expense.
Yeah. So.
Have you ever thought, because you know what always pops up for me, and it's on TikTok. You don't watch TikTok that much, but there's always people peddling this like buy Airbnbs and rent them out.
Saw this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So most of your income will come from
Did you know
YouTube?
I was like planning to buy a property like
No, seriously, but
I was genuinely,
because I feel like this is what
tomorrow there was a property at auction which I was going to buy.
Was, or are you still going to go and look at?
I left it too late to go for viewing and get a surveyor in and stuff. I didn't realize you can't do it the day before, but apparently it doesn't work like that in
real
that industry. But I'm literally planning to buy properties and make Airbnbs out of them.
Sick. In the UK or abroad?
You start with the UK.
And then go
from
there.
This is my kind of medium long-term plan, just accumulate flats. So I was going to buy one in Bristol City Centre.
Yeah.
It's like a really popular place for Airbnb.
You're just buying it out cash, right? Or are you going to get a mortgage on them?
I was going to buy it cash and then remortgage because it's so hard at my age, my job, first time owner, through a company as well, to then do a short let mortgage. There's so many factors which come in. Like, I've learned so much over the past few weeks.
Yeah.
It's so long. So if you can buy cash and, you know, just get some capital around you or whatever, and then remortgage, you get way better rates, way easier. So yeah, that's the plan. That's the plan, is to make Airbnbs, make a YouTube video about it, maybe like a mini series of me buying it, renovating it.
I would watch that show.
Exactly, and then you know how these got much money these guys are making from property courses.
Oh, what, you're gonna do a property course? Once you've made it, you can do the courses. Nobody buy that shit. Let me tell you right now, nobody go and buy this man's fucking property course, because guess what? You can learn all this shit for free. Yeah, don't buy a course, especially his fucking course. All right, but if you want to see how he does it, I'm sure there'll be videos on YouTube on him doing up his thing, bro. Just buy the fucking property.
How much is that course, by the way? Just asking, out of complete curiosity.
How much? What?
He doesn't have a course.
Oh, I don't have a course, but it's just like my made potential long term plan. If I do become successful as fuck off property, and I'm very knowledgeable about it, I'm obviously gonna sell my knowledge. Why would you not make that extra bread?
Well, what do you mean? What do you mean by extra bread? Because the whole point about courses and them being just completely like bullshit is because the fact that if someone's making making all the money, why would you share with everyone how you did it? Because you're just devaluing and depreciating the value of your assets.
Of course, I thought this, but that extra added time of you making like a video course, of you actually sharing your knowledge, which genuinely is useful to people. I just signed up to a course the other day.
Yeah.
It was free, but there obviously is going to be an added paid section of it. Like, they can make so much money. Like,
the courses, the courses can make a lot of money, but what, I've never understood why people sign up to the courses.
Lazy people that, look, this information is out there on the web completely for free. But the problem is when something is free, some people look at that information and think, because that's free, that's not good information, that's not good knowledge.
True, you're right.
Okay, and then what they will go and do is they'll go and get shilled on Instagram by someone who is probably successful and might not even be capping. Let's go ahead and say,
I know someone that's amazing at property and selling courses. He makes amazing money from both.
Yeah.
And he is very successful, very like clever with it. But why would
Would you say his course is worth it then? It's a good course. Like, is that what you're saying? It is a good course.
I've just started his free course and I can tell you that. But yeah.
There's one guy right on TikTok and I'm not going to say his name.
I know who you're on about. I think.
Yeah. No, there's a couple.
Yeah,
man.
I think because let me tell you, this guy's a slime ball.
There's a couple.
I don't want to say his name, but
give me a couple of hints, because I know there's one that we
No, I don't even want to. I don't even want to talk about it, because I don't want people to go over there and then get baited by it, because I can see why people get baited.
Is
by
it dodgy trim?
Well, he's not
he
even really.
He got definitely does. Definitely does have dodgy.
Yeah, he's got like a. But he's. Yeah, I don't really want. I don't want to even give him any
there
fucking.
There is quite a few. And the thing is, like, but there's a lot of young people on TikTok, so the advice gets boosted. People are like, oh my god, this Donnie's doing this, and I'm only 16. Mm. I could probably make bread.
So do you know someone personally that is doing any of this Airbnb stuff, or are you just going?
I've been put in touch with someone.
Yeah.
And I've kind of got this software which takes all the data from all the Airbnbs in that area.
Cool.
Like, says what the average price they sell for and like how much they're occupied per month, per how many bedrooms. So I'm trying to learn as much as possible. Cool. I kind of knew this Property Tomorrow wasn't going to go through, but now for the next auction, I know exactly to do. So
that's exciting. What a cool project.
Yeah, I'm actually gassed. Like, I did really want it to go through tomorrow, but it didn't. So that's I have to wait. But I feel like once I've got this kind of solidified and there's something... like working behind the scenes, I'm gonna be way less stressed of YouTube and life.
Is YouTube your main source of income right now?
Yeah, 100%. There's nothing else. I mean, a bit of crypto, but like, I don't believe crypto until it's back into cash.
Yeah,
like, it's kind of
profit.
Just a bit of a fun Sims game.
It's kind of, well, it is essentially Monopoly money until it's actually
Monopoly
your profit's being realized.
Yeah, literally.
So.
It is the plan to get into property eventually, make YouTube videos about it, and then.
Yeah, go from
see
there.
See how it goes.
Ben Morris, the property guru. TikTok's coming near you.
I'm going to try, but my dad was like an estate agent all his life.
Oh, okay. Well,
your dad is good at that shit too. Huh?
Yeah, yeah. And I wanted to be an architect when I was a kid.
Sick.
And I love like interior design now. Uh-huh. So it's like a good mix of like property.
Everything
you can choose how
together.
Things look.
I will say like your flat is like when you look at the pictures that you sent me, like it is a peng. The way you've done it, the way you've set it up. That
it's
little
okay.
green AstroTurf underneath the table.
Was
that
it
was
that
a nice
off-white one?
No, it's not. This was before off-white I did their one. You were ahead of the game. No, you have well designed your flat.
It is off-white run.
Oh, is it?
It is off-white. I know the run.
Yeah. I thought it was just complete AstroTurf.
No, but yeah, I know. I do love
he
making
just slapped in some 5G bro, in the gap.
I honestly thought that Donny had just like got a little AstroTurf rock. Nah. And I kept looking at it. I think I know the run.
Funny you say that. Me, Millie and Spencer, when we lived together in our first house in London, we paid $2,000 to replace like literally this much of AstroTurf in our garden.
How much?
Like this much of burnt grass, because they had to replace the whole thing. They had to replace the whole garden, because we had a New Year's party
and you fucked it
and had some fireworks.
Oh, for fuck!
And we had a slab to like obviously light the fireworks on. You're not that stupid, but someone chucked the finish box onto the grass to put on another one, and obviously it was still on fire and it burnt a big hole.
So
it
cost $2,000 to replace a bit of Astro.
Mm-hmm. And then obviously we got none of our deposit back either.
Yeah, but if you chip in, not...
No, but still, man, that's something you can easily avoid.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's a pain. I mean, the thing is, it's a party. Shit always goes wrong at a party. There is always something that needs paying for.
I know. I used to call my brother an idiot for like always losing his deposit in his flat. Yeah. And now I'm just like...
Now you know. Do you live by yourself now?
Yeah, I do.
You enjoy it?
I don't think I will be living by myself for long now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've lived by myself for like a year and a half now.
Uh-huh.
And I find it hard to like stay in the house for a long amount of time and work, because I just want a bit of social interaction. Just want to see someone, just go like have a tiny conversation with someone. So I'll then go out, you know, for lunch, or go do something with someone for a little bit, but that always just turns into the rest of the day for me.
Yeah.
So I want to live with someone so I can just like have a bit of company.
You got any idea who you want to
be
live
a little Glennie Royale?
Spencer.
Spencer? Okay. Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to go Glenn.
I would want to live with Glenn, but I don't know if it'd be that healthy. Business, personal relationship.
You got to have the boundary.
I think I was down for it, but I kind of suggested it a few times and I don't think he was too keen, and
Probably thinks you're a fucking moron.
Yeah, he does.
I ain't living without a freak.
He thinks I'm a moron, but I pay him, so he can't say that. So
that's also another reason why you shouldn't live together, is because
he's your employee. Exactly. It just wouldn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah. So hopefully soon I move from Spencer. It's annoying though, because I've got such a big flat right now for one bed, such a good price.
Yeah.
And I'm literally about to move into a flat which is smaller for both of us.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
So I'm really downgrading.
For the price still staying the same, or are you?
Yeah, literally price the same. We're going a bit more central. So.
I was gonna say you guys live out in the sticks.
You're getting violated.
You know, do you remember the rumor back in school when everyone used to bring in Lucozade whatever to school, and you peel the thing off, and then people go, "Oh, you're sexually frustrated," and I'll be like, "Bro, I ain't even had sex. Relax."
Can't be frustrated about something you don't have, bro.
Yeah, because if you peel it off,
I've never heard that.
Yeah, if you
peel, I've personally never heard that.
I swear to God, boys. If you peel off rappers off drinks, apparently you're sexually frustrated. Can I get a Google fact check on that?
No.
It was at least a rumor.
Anything's going to come up on Google,
It'll say,
you ain't fucking Google shit.
You know what happened? You know what it'll tell you? It'll tell you that you have cancer. That's what Google does. It's like, are you peeling off labels from your balls? Yeah, you have cancer.
Yo, I had a really bad like time the other day. I kept thinking, like, what was that?
Wan-Bissaka
sent off, but it's 1-0 to United.
Is it actually 1-0, yeah?
Is it Ronaldo?
Yeah.
Yeah, go on then. Anyway,
actually, I just diss football and I'm on like a...
Oh, you don't like football, do you, Ben?
Audience.
Nah, not even.
We don't talk about that much.
I'm here with the 1% fellas female audience right now.
Bro, no, excuse me. Our Felitas take up a massive chunk of our audience.
How
we got a lot.
Four?
No, bro.
When you got two studs...
Two good-looking fellas.
Talking knowledge...
Dropping game.
Oh my God.
We can't talk about him again. We talked about him three.
Please get him on the podcast.
Hey, just TikTok, you owe us some fucking money,
bro,
man.
You have to fly outside Bifa.
No. He's coming back to bro.
It's Mom.
Oh, Mabea, my bad.
Oh, come on, man.
He's coming back to the UK, so we'll get him on it. He's unbelievable.
Yeah, we got. But
we talk about
him and Ed. Maybe even OC.
Good milfs over there.
Oh, see, it's a cameraman. It can be friends with Alex and Jamie.
What's your game like with girls? Are you good with girls? Are you smooth?
Bit loose game.
I don't know how to answer that one.
Why not? Are you good with chatting to girls?
I feel like I am, because a lot of my friends are girls.
Yeah.
But I feel like half the time they just think I'm gay, to be honest.
Really? Yeah. To be fair, you did mention like you're the one guy and there's loads of chicks around you in the club. I'm instantly going... He's the gay best friend.
Yeah, I am the gay best friend that isn't gay most of the time.
Okay, so wait, are you just the friend zone best friend? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, have you poured to any of the girls in your friend group? Yo, for real though, nah, we gotta know this shit because otherwise it changes the dynamic of the best friend group. You could just say yes.
No one in the friendship group that you know. There's a wider friendship group of other people.
Got you.
But yeah, eyes everywhere, man.
No YouTubers, nothing like that.
No YouTubers. Okay, well, cool.
I actually can't remember. I need to have a good think.
Yeah.
I don't think there's actually any YouTubers mention. Yeah. Not that I would anyways.
No. You should get
Spencer on the podcast.
Spencer. Well, we had Olivia on the podcast.
Yeah.
We had Olivia Neal on the podcast. Oh, okay. And she said that...
Well, she didn't name anyone. She didn't name no one. But you're about to name someone. She named no one.
But the TikTok comments. The TikTok comments did a lot of detective work. I just found out it's a mad shit.
Crazy. I'm so glad you don't use TikTok because I have no idea what you're talking about.
I have no idea.
Incriminating yourself, but I'm on a nice side.
Yeah, maybe we will get him on.
You guys have to cut stuff out of this podcast.
We cut some stuff out. It just jumps
to a brand deal every night. So, guys, free trade.
So, would you say he's your best friend?
Yeah, I think so.
Spencer.
Yeah. I like Spencer. We're dressed as well. I'm actually wearing his t-shirt and pants.
I like
right
Spencer.
Now.
He dresses well.
Yeah.
What? As in those compliment. Belong to him or
this
he
is,
created
he's
those?
Created this brand.
Okay,
yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I like him.
He does drop some nice stuff. He's got a good vision.
Yeah, no, him and Millie are my two like bestest friends.
Two
and
closest
and
friends.
Uncle Jack as well, and then a few other people.
Oh, okay, cool.
But, yeah.
I think it's good. I think it's important to have friends that are outside of YouTube. You got any of those? Or are they all to do with
YouTube?
No,
I do. We made friends with quite a few people at uni, like in London, which is quite nice. I am friends with like people back home, but I don't really feel like it's just quite the same as it ever like was, if you know what I mean.
Definitely.
I don't know. There's a lot
I get what you mean.
I can't ever just rock up to a party of at home people and just not feel like weird.
It's weird, yeah.
I don't know. People just...
It's just
treat
different.
You a bit strange.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even good or bad, that. Like, it's just, I see what's
going about. That's all it is, mate.
Yeah.
Me
and Chip have some friends.
It's one of my favorite bits is when we go out and it's like, they're our friends that are not... You know, not YouTubers.
They don't want to know what your CPM is. They don't
give two fucks, and you know, well, they're good people that'll treat you like, and you don't feel weird around them. They don't really give a shit, and that's what you need.
I think you need
keeps you level headed, keeps you grounded, and it's fun to be around.
No, yeah, I do like
you need
that.
Them people.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
It's very refreshing.
It is. It is.
But then it's good when you go. It's annoying when you go to like a party. I go to like these uni parties and stuff, and you're like, yeah, I'm just one of them friends, and then someone just comes up to you, be like. Watch your vids, and you're like, you could have
ruined the vibe. You could have said it low key into
wrong
my
time, mate. They just walk in the bathroom.
You were mid church
bathroom. What was you doing in the bathroom, mate?
Having a piss, man.
It was 5 a.m., bro. What do you think you were doing in the bathroom?
Obviously,
taking a shit.
Yeah, when a couple of blokes are in the bathroom.
Well, what do you get up to with a couple of blokes in the bathroom?
Fucking no idea, man.
Deep chats.
Deep chats.
Dick chats.
Chip is a criminal for deep chats.
He is.
Let me live, man.
Bro,
let me live.
It's true, though, isn't
God.
It?
God.
You love it.
Yeah.
The smoking area, deep
but
chats.
But I'll drop knowledge on him.
100%.
I'll drop knowledge. I'll drop a knowledge bomb here and there if I need to be. If needs be. I raised Ben Morris.
He did, to be fair. He did. I used to clean Josh's flat. Like Joel's flat, like Finch's flat, Ali's flat.
Yeah.
Well, their rooms.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fucking Harry's room.
I remember this.
Everyone.
So wait, explain it. So you genuinely clean their rooms?
Yes.
For how much were you charging per room?
Bro, pennies,
bro. 30, 40 pounds.
I think I really remember.
You started off cheaper than that. I was getting deals.
Yeah,
I was getting deals.
I think
left and right. Yeah, because I was putting them on.
How old were you at this point?
I must be like 16? 16. Because you know what? The first time I think I came to Halo Tower, I somehow blagged my work experience with my brother.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And this was when I made my first YouTube video.
Because
we went
I've got
to,
a story.
We went to the pitch one time and everyone was filming and stuff. And I was like, oh, should I just film a video?
Yeah.
There was 15-year-old me being like, oh, mate, we've got fucking Capgun Tom here. Like, I'm going to get views through the roof here.
His first ever video was better than, at the time, 95% of any... No, I'm talking nearly every YouTuber that I knew.
It really? Was good.
Because he was just like the guy who had to edit off the bat for some reason.
Minus my very squeaky, worryingly...
Yeah, you were so annoyed. Do you remember when you and Joel had a fight?
I was so annoying.
Yo, him and Joel had a fight in the flat. So you've got Ben, you've got yeah, but this one was a scrap, bro. Joel punched the wall and it was just a hole in the wall for the whole
what was that scrap
Halo.
About?
So I don't know what happened, but this was when Ben was maybe a bit shorter, very squeaky. You were about 16. What?
Oh, I was an annoying
Joel is
little
still
fuck.
As big as he was, and they just start scrapping in that. And I'm just like, whoa, this kid's like really small. And Joel, they're throwing each other around.
Joel's a big guy.
And then Ben stood against the wall. Joel just runs up to him, but he just punches the wall. And I'm like, oh, shit, man. I'm just sat there.
Go you're on, enjoying
yeah.
it.
I was enjoying WWE it, but at that moment I was like, ah, shit, maybe I should do something.
Do you, you get along with your brother, or was
I
it,
did
or,
nothing
is it like
we used to hate each other our whole lives.
Not really. Anymore, though.
Like, we we ruined our parents' lives, like, genuinely. Like, we were always scrapping. He was always making me cry every single day, and then I'd scream to mum, and then he would get beat, and then I'd be like, fuck you.
Yeah, that's exactly, like, yeah.
And then he would then, as soon as she'd go and be straight back on me, and we'd repeat really? The cycle. Yeah, it was awful, honestly. I think only like in the recent like year or so, like, we've actually gone quite a while without having a fight. But if you put us in the same place for too long, it's right off. And if he gets drunk around me, I want to kill the guy.
Really? Is that the big thing?
Sorry, Joel. I'm sorry. I just Spangled MX is the most frustrating thing in my life.
I can't believe that your brother genuinely has the nickname Spangled MX.
Yeah,
that guy used to
it's
get
it's because he's like
off.
Really tall and big, so he's hard to, like, if he gets too fucked, he's hard to, like, you know, like, you've got your
bro,
arm around
my
your
God,
mate
you
looking
around
you
the
can't
club,
do
and he
that.
Just knocks all your drinks out of my hand. All my friends are like, your brother knocks my drink out of my hand like two times, and I was like,
I'm sorry about that.
I'm sorry.
I ain't fucking paying for it.
Yeah. So you get along with him now, at least more so
yeah,
than
yeah, we're
to.
Good now. We're good now. You know, we chat, like, about normal things, but yeah, we never got on as children, like, literally really? Never. It was pretty awful.
I think that was pretty similar.
I feel like I have a good pain
tolerance
now because of him.
Yeah.
And me being a tiny little kid and him just beating the fuck out of me every single time.
I'm telling you, it's better than being the only child. Yeah, if you're an only child, you're spoiled, right? Because you never had the sibling experience. You don't know what it feels like to get finessed by your own blood. Right, so I'd be like, my sister used to. I've spoken about it here. Like, she would finesse me all the time. She would just. I wouldn't even touch her, but yeah, because I didn't let her have the remote and her choose what to watch, she would start crying and say, "I chinned her." Right, so you don't know what it's like to get finessed by your own people.
But I actually got chinned.
Yeah, yeah.
So I wasn't even lying to my mum.
No,
I
know. I
genuinely
but,
got chinned.
But that's the thing. You learn a lot of things by having a sibling. And I feel like that was a big part.
It did make me like a sneaky little rat because I would just always get my brother in trouble.
Really? You came up with all the little tactics.
He used his power play on me and I just used my like little like get mum to
nugget
get angry
knowledge.
At him. Yeah, literally. Yeah. But no, I got work experience with my brother when I was like 15, year 10. I was like, fuck you guys, you're going to work on a farm for a week. I'm going to London, Halo Tower.
That was big living back then as well.
Yeah, big living. And I made that video at the field, like at the thing, whatever it was, Astro
field,
one day.
Yeah.
Spent all night editing, literally up till 7 in the morning. Brother was asleep in the bed. I was just like editing away, had a pizza, and uploaded it, and it just blew the fuck up.
Really?
Just, like, literally.
How many views did it get? Do you know? Or is it?
It
must be back
like,
then, like 100K.
It must be on like 300, 400, 500K now.
That's
like
amazing.
That. And it, bro, the subscribers were just flying through.
Yeah, because this was also when your brother was also like,
yeah, he
at
was
his
popping.
Peak
yeah, he was popping
as well.
But it was back then, you know, when you had like the 48-hour bang, like of a video?
Yes.
So after just 48 hours, you were just waiting and the video would either just absolutely go through the roof.
Yo, remember the days
the algorithm
of,
back then was so good.
Do you remember the days of, what was it, 301? Was
yeah,
it
301, yeah.
Oh, the 301 view lock.
301, that right there for me was peak YouTube. Yeah, that was when I enjoyed YouTube the most. I loved it. You know, you'd wait and if you got that 301, you was like,
I'm on
and you and you would count how many seconds or minutes it would take to get 301 and that's how you knew your notey was getting bigger.
Really?
They didn't have real time back then.
Because we didn't have real time. Do you remember?
Nah, but man just used to hit.
You just used to slap the career mode up and be. That was because you were clear at the time. Like I was looking up to you. Like this guy's the GOAT, man.
Bro, the QPR career legend, bro. I still genuinely get people coming up.
We ain't brought this out in a minute.
Oh lord,
we ain't brought this out in a minute.
What does this mean?
It's a Sambuca alarm, baby.
But today, it looks like you guys are on the patrol.
We got the Sambuca.
You want a Sambuca?
Yeah. We stay original.
I am swinging.
Jamie nodding his head. Wait, you fucking want one as well, Jamie?
I've got to go out tonight as well, so
I'm
going to drop down. I'm going to drop down before I go out.
And you, Alex.
Here we go.
You guys got aircon here?
Jeez, oh, this is some crusty Sambuca, man.
It is boiling.
There you go.
Oh, God. Oh, it's tinted brown.
Oh no, it's only because of the. It's because you had the other stuff in there still.
Well, this is to
enjoy, fellas. Oh, it looks like one of Chippo's 7 a.m. specials. Look at it. Look around that.
Oh shit! It's snowing in there.
All right, there we go.
It's honestly how you guys still get branded.
Well, we've got a party
impressive.
To go to, fellas. To so let's drink up.
Cheers to Ben Morris being 21.
Yeah, amen to that. When's your birthday again?
2 weeks. Or a couple of weeks, something like that.
You got a lime?
I'll have a little lime.
Look at that. He's feeling that one. That's Sambuca.
I won't lie, my stomach does feel a bit dodgy.
Oh, God.
Absolutely. What time are we at on this?
Too long.
1:17. All right, cool. We'll do relationship advice then. Can I get my phone, please?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That one hurt. That one's a bit dodgy, that.
Really?
We have waffled this pod, you know.
Welcome to the fellas. This is how it works.
Well, we do it every fucking time.
I was just like in my head what I was going to talk about. Not one thing, I think.
Well, go on. What was one thing you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, what do you want to talk about?
Oh, no. I forgot now.
Oh, brilliant. You had nothing, did you?
Don't worry. Maybe you wanted to hear about my YouTube career or something.
No, man. We already talked about that.
Yeah. We got it. We got it good.
Here we go. All right. So, at the end of every podcast, we like to give other people relationship advice and they send in their problems.
Okay.
So how would you say you are in terms of relationships? You mentioned you have an ex-girlfriend now. Would you say you're good when it comes to relationships or you're cursed?
I feel like while I like them, I am really good, yeah. Or while it's... Yeah, no, I feel like I'm a very good... Yeah.
Yeah, you're good.
I should say you are.
All right. Well, hopefully you can help...
for the most part.
Help these people. So we've got a fella here and everything's anonymous. So if you could give him a replacement name.
Okay.
Go on. We need for a bloke here.
Yeah, a name.
Any name.
It's always tough.
Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus has messaged us.
No one's dropped.
I knew he would DM us. I knew it. Right. He said, "So my girlfriend of 7 months just broke up because I was too close with my girl mates, and whenever I was at parties, I'd invite her and never come. What?" I hate people that can't fucking do it. It doesn't make sense. But and whenever I was at a party, I'd invite her and she'd never come. And there would always be a photo of me with another girl and she was never happy about it. The photos wouldn't even be that bad. It would just be an arm over her shoulder, pretty friendly. Now, should I distance myself from my girl mates who I'm very close to and try and keep it civil with my girlfriend or...
We're peppered, lad.
What? You can do it.
No, I can do it. He's peppered too.
Which is right.
All right. So do you think they should stay with their girlfriend or...
Wait, go again? No, I'm joking. I heard it.
He's so bad for that as well because he's had to do this whole thing sober. Right. I know he'd be pepped with us.
Come on.
I think.
Because you definitely have this problem. I know for a fact you've had this problem.
I think you just, I don't know how old this guy is, but I think your girlfriend's just a bit immature, to be honest. I think it's
okay to have girlfriends.
I think they're obviously a bit immature and maybe a bit insecure too because they're caring too much. About
I agree.
Who, if they don't trust your word of like them just being friends, they don't see the fact that you're spending your time with them in the day, then I don't know. Maybe she's not the right girl for you, to be honest. Because you can't realistically get rid of your girlfriends to be with your girlfriend.
I agree. I think it's childish. If a girl can't accept the fact that you have girlfriends.
Literally, she's insecure and immature.
For sure. All right, next up, we got a Felita.
Sorry.
What's her name?
Sorry.
Millie. Millie has DM'd in. She said, "I'm moving to Edinburgh in the summer to live there." She's moving from Norwich.
Is that bad?
I mean, I'm not surprised she's moving from
Which
Norwich.
Which is worse, Norwich or Edinburgh?
Norwich, for sure. Edinburgh's
nice.
A lovely place.
Edinburgh's
is
nice.
Yeah. And my boyfriend thinks that we can make long distance work, but I don't even want to try. It's not confirmed I'm moving yet, but if I am, would it be mean to break up with him? He loves me a lot and I love him too, but I feel like it would totally crush him.
She is capping massively.
What do you mean?
She loves him. She don't even want to even try.
Yeah.
That is.
Yeah. Let me tell you. Shit. If you're moving, if you want to move, and you say I'm not even gonna try this with you, but you don't love him. Shut the fuck up.
Just break up with him now.
Yeah.
Right this second.
Let my boy End shine. It. Let the boy shine.
End it and let
and you
him
go and
go
do your thing.
Some girls that respect him.
Yeah. Exactly. I would totally agree with that because that's poor form.
Starting to feel like Sambuca's out of date, man.
All right, here we go. This person has tuned in, and his name is You got this. You got this. Go
Fred.
Fred. Fred said, the girl I was speaking to told me you're the right person at the wrong time. What does that mean? And how should I take it?
She wants to fuck the whole class, mate.
Oh, Lord. Poor Fred has been
wants
hit
to, she wants to get around the whole town.
She does.
No, she likes you. She sees you as a potential future, but she wants to get around.
She's gone through a whole phase.
Yeah.
What he said.
Yeah.
I would agree with
there's,
that.
Yeah. Unfortunately, there's no way around that.
Have
really.
You ever had? Have you ever had that? Have you ever had to tell someone that you're the right person but at the wrong time?
No, I feel like that's something more I would receive.
You would receive.
Yeah,
oh,
I feel like
okay.
that's something more I'd receive. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So, are you a shagger at all? Do you get about? do you get about, or would you say you keep it kind of low key? You can be honest. We're a truthful podcast.
I feel like since the break off my girlfriend, it's been a bit more regular than
it's a bit,
than
yeah,
normal,
that's good.
But, well, a bit more regular than when I was dating my girlfriend.
Well,
but,
I'd hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I wouldn't say I'm as bad as some of my best friends.
Okay.
Respect.
One
man.
Of my best friends.
Here we go. We got a Felita.
No name
Chip.
Dropping.
Chip,
no name
what's her
dropping.
Name?
Her name is Michelle.
Michelle said, hey guys, love the pod. So, been seeing this guy for over a year. Stopped talking in November as he didn't want commitment. After spending my whole birthday weekend
yeah.
With him, and then 3 days later, he broke it off. So since May, we've been staying at each other's houses. We both live with parents, going for dinners and dates, but we are still, we're still not official. What do I do? Do you reckon this guy is just keeping around because she's convenient, or do you reckon that he's just a little bit nervous about?
How long has it been?
It's been a while, bro. It's like a year.
I need to know when they've last have had a proper conversation.
What? Like?
Because they need to talk it out. Because for all we know.
A deep chat.
Yeah, for all we know, they could just be going off, like, what's the word? Thinking of what the other person's thinking.
You know, like playing mind games.
Pretending.
Like,
games. If they haven't had a chat for ages, they need to have a chat.
So you're saying that, what do we call this girl? Martha.
Michelle
needs to, what you need to do, go to this guy, sit him down.
Say, how do you feel? What do you want?
Yeah.
They're already close enough to have that chat. It's not going to put them off. Like, they need to just talk it out.
Yeah.
That's the only way around it, really.
Agreed. All right, last one here.
Okay.
A fella, his name is?
Mohammed.
Mohammed. Mohammed says, not advice I need right now, boys, but been chatting to a girl, okay guys, let me just put it this way. If you guys are sending fucking DMs, proofread them. Your English fucking stinks. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Right now, boys, been chatting to a girl for around 2-3 months. Yesterday found out she listens to the pod every week. Woohoo! Without fail, and I had no idea. Boys, I think I found the one. Cheers, lads. So he wasn't actually asking for advice. He just says,
shall we just name drop him so he gets
Nah,
no, because
we
she's gonna love it. She's nah, gonna
can.
Love it.
This is an anonymous
podcast.
She sees
podcast, the man on the fellas.
I think you can name drop him.
Nah. Okay, look.
Maybe like name drop like the third letter of his surname or something like that.
What I will do is,
if that is the right one and you're watching this, Felita, you know he's the
look,
man.
Look. This is gonna
man.
Spin so many chicks. Okay, all the Felitas watching this are gonna start looking around. Right, listen. His initials are MH.
Why?
Okay, so Felitas, go check your following list, go check your followers list, and see if there's an MH. Because let me tell you, that man right there might be in love with you.
Yeah,
we need progress pics as well. First date.
First date. Yeah,
first
this
kiss.
Is our relationship now.
Wait, say what? You're taking this way somewhere I didn't know it could go.
Anyways, guys, that has been the Fellas Podcast. Ben, you have been a wonderful guest. Thank you very much, and we really do appreciate the donation
honestly,
of alcohol.
Taking this knife and Addison Lee felt a bit sus, to be honest. Like,
we appreciate
my bag,
that.
But yeah, it's been fun.
Anyways, from myself and Chip, you
yes,
want to sign it off?
Yeah, thank you so much for watching. Of course, make sure to go over to Spotify and Apple, subscribe and follow there. You can listen there. The links are in the description. Ben, thank you for coming on. You've
no
been
worries.
In our top... you're honestly in my top 25 favorite guests.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
I could not lie.
Have a good one.
Thank you for watching. See ya.